you so much for tuning in. It's almost end of the weekend here, and I've been thinking for the past couple of days what the first topic of my podcast is going to be about. Given that we have a global pandemic going on, I've spoken to a few salespeople out there, and they pretty much all seem to be in the same boat. Not a lot of folks coming in, not a lot of deals closing, not a lot of phone calls, demos, pretty much not a lot of activity on their end. And to be honest, I share the same sentiment. I mean, this past summer has been the most difficult for me in terms of selling since I started my career. It wasn't just one particular area that was affected or a particular country or a group of countries. It was the whole world. I mean, there were no leads coming in pretty much from anywhere. If there were, folks weren't ready to buy because of all that uncertainty. They still needed the software, but they just weren't ready to go ahead and spend those bucks. So, I mean, it was really, really difficult time if you were in sales, especially. And I remember my colleague asking me this question, and I didn't have a really good answer for her at that time. And she asked me, how is it that you deal with things in sales when things are low? And I had to think about it a lot, to be really honest. And now that I do think about it, the only thing that comes to my mind is just persistence. I mean, that's what sales is all about, right? We're doing those follow-ups every day, day in, day out, making the same calls with same pitches. Okay, sure, some text changes, some script changes, but at the same time, you're pitching the same product to the very same type of ICP day in, day out. It just gets tiring, especially when times like these happen. There aren't a lot of leads coming in, and when they do come in, you just pounce at them because you want to close, you have a quota to meet. So how I go through with it or how I deal with it is just being persistent one step at a time, doing that follow-up and the one after that, making that call and the one after that, writing that email and the one after that. It's just persistence. You just keep at it until things get better. And yeah, it's not easy being persistent. I mean, there were days that I was lacking motivation so much that I had to go on YouTube to watch some motivational content, some videos from Gary Vee, our motivational videos, just to kind of like get going. I mean, really, because I didn't have anything in me at that time. I just kind of felt like dead in the water. I mean, doing boxing or going to the gym wasn't even making me happy. And when these things are not making me happy, something is wrong. And I just have to reset. So that's exactly what I did. I took a step back and started focusing on things that were really making me lose my motivation. What were those distractions? And one of the things that I came across was that I was overthinking pretty much everything. Every follow-up, every phone call, demo, or even sending out a proposal, I was second-guessing myself. And that was really affecting me because I wasn't able to make decisions that I normally would have without hesitation. And I needed that in order to be able to stay quick on my feet. And it didn't really help that I was watching Gary Vee videos on loop. That shit was really affecting me. And what I realized was that I have to stop consuming motivational content. I mean, it is good every now and then. I mean, if it helps you go to the gym, it's great. If it helps you do a great demo, that's awesome. But if you start to become very reliant on motivational content, then you pretty much need it all the time in order to get going. And what I realized was that the more I was watching this motivational content, the more I was losing motivation that will naturally just come from within. And as a result, my productivity would drop because I wasn't constantly watching these videos, because after an hour or two of watching a video, again, I would be at the same position where I would just feel super down. And I guess everybody goes through these dry patches, right? From athletes to salespeople, you start to question every action you take, every email you write, every phone call you make, every message you receive. You start to double guess yourself. Critique kind of becomes your enemy and you just become pessimistic, which in return kind of drops your productivity. And the more it drops, the crappier you feel. The crappier you feel, the less motivated you are. And this vicious cycle continues without an end in sight. So speaking from experience, my advice here would be to just kind of like lay off from this motivational content. It is good every now and then and in small doses, but after a while, it just kind of becomes your main source of motivation to kind of get started and doing something. You have to find that within yourself. And how you can do that is just pretty much doing and not overthinking. Just start from the small steps, writing the emails, the phone calls, just start doing them rather than masturbating to the idea of doing it. You just have to go out and start doing it. I was actually talking about this to one of the co-founders of the company where I work at regarding this, and that is that we've been really lucky. The fact that we were able to close clients, bring in new clients every single month of this pandemic Sure, we lost some clients too, but there wasn't a month that passed by where we weren't closing deals. I mean, we've been really lucky because when you talk to other salespeople or other companies out there, most of them have not been that lucky at all. I mean, they were losing clients, they weren't able to close any deals, their sales were pretty much shot. So when you start to look at others out there or you start to look at it in different directions, you start to see that you start to appreciate what you have, what you have accomplished. And it's extremely valuable to reflect. You made a sale, take a moment, high five everyone around you. Sure, virtual high five, so Slack everybody, be proud, be happy. Let that feeling sink in before you move on to the next deal and the one after that. It's these little things in times like these that actually keep us going. I mean, when I started out in sales, I was hooked up to the feeling of closing a new deal. As soon as the money would come in Stripe and I would get that notification, I mean, greatest feeling ever. I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of sales folks can relate to this, right? When the sale closes, it's just, you feel so damn happy. What I didn't realize or didn't think about was the fact that as soon as I would make that sale, I would just instantly want to close another and the one after that and the one after that. I never stopped to appreciate the fact that I've just closed a deal, and like a greedy salesperson that I was, I just wanted more. The issue with having a mindset like this, especially in times when you're feeling super low or you just have the lack of motivation, is that there is never enough. Pretty much anything that comes in, you start to not appreciate it, or you start to take it for granted. That's constantly wanting more and not appreciating. It's pretty much the ultimate cause of unhappiness. Does not mean that closing more deals is bad. It's not appreciating what you're doing along the way is what actually causes disappointment. So when things are scarce and you're not actually closing a lot of deals or not a lot of activity is happening, every small win, big or small, really matters. And you have to take it, embrace it, and really appreciate it. I mean, in times like these, I always try and look at people who are far worse off than me than folks that are doing really well. Because when I look at that direction of people that are not doing so great, it really helps me appreciate what I have. And one of the most important things that go with appreciation is that you should never give up. Folks start to lose motivation in sales is when they start to give up. They feel like things are not going to get better. And if you give up, you're not really helping anybody. You're not helping your company, you're not helping your client, and most importantly, you're not helping yourself. You just have to be persistent and not give up. There's a joke about giving up in sales that I really like, and it goes somewhere along the lines of, the right time to give up is when they die, your prospect, or you die. And I suggest that even after one of you dies, you call for the next 3 to 4 weeks just to make certain. You may never know. And that's pretty much the kind of attitude you need to have. You should never give up. Especially in times like these, you really cannot give up. Things will get better. You just have to keep doing things and be persistent. And on the topic of never giving up and motivation, I've been wanting to do this podcast for the longest period of time. I actually wanted to do it at the start of the year, but then COVID happened and then kids are at home and you're at home working. You don't have the right place to record. Things were super stressful. There's a lot of uncertainty. And then the whole thing kind of just got derailed. After that, I realized I don't have the right mic, the right gear. And I was listening to some other podcasts and I thought to myself, does the world really need another podcast with Saeed talking about sales? And I was just doubting myself again. And I was not really in the right mindset. I was feeling very unmotivated. So it's only natural that the first topic right out of the gate will be about motivation in sales, because at some point everybody is going to feel like they just lack that motivation to continue, or they're just having that sucky time because of the fact that there is a global pandemic, or sales are not happening, or they're just feeling super down, or things are just not going their way. And this kind of ties nicely back together to this podcast, because when I started recording this episode, I kept on re-recording it because something wasn't sounding right. And every time I would re-record it, I would sound crappier. And it was just me double guessing myself again. I wasn't executing. I kept doubting myself. I was overthinking it. And at some point, you just have to dive off the deep end and start executing. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. So the first step is usually the hardest. I mean, I used to have days where there were so many different things to do on my agenda, I wouldn't know where to begin. So the only way to get shit done is to put your head down and start working on the tasks that actually require your attention. Stop overthinking and just simply start doing. So that's it for this one, folks. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to me. Keep grinding, and I will see you on the next one.